The fact that your children are gonna live a life where this is normal. Let's build a new generation where any mom can take a break and it's the norm. But it's had to start with us. It's got to start with this generation doing it so our daughters can see that motherhood is taking a break, that their mom took a break. Their mom had boundaries around their self-care. Do you sometimes wonder what it would feel like to take a break without the guilt? Or to have fun again like you did before the kids? Do you think to yourself, where did my old self go? Well, I'm here to tell you that that woman is still within you and probably looking at you with a side eye. Hey, my amazing mamas, welcome to the Untraditional Podcast. This is your host, Miriam Banks, a mom that loves to travel with my mixed and blended family, and also on my own. This podcast is to address all facets of motherhood and normalize our struggles and find some applicable answers to this very question that every mommy wants to know. How do I take a break? A place where I will share insights, support, and guidance through my personal experiences as well as guest interviews. So just curl up inside your blanket, sink inside the couch, or just to keep it real, probably do the laundry or a kid's drop-off, right? And take a listen every week as I take you into a journey to rediscover the woman within motherhood. This is the Untraditional Podcast. Hi, mamas. This week's episode is story time. I'm going to talk about my story and my first mommy trip, the journey to get there. In a later episode, I will talk about my struggle of becoming a mom, not only physical, but also emotional and spiritual that I went through. When I finally got pregnant, I was over the moon, scared, and I had an amazing pregnancy. So when you do have a fertility journey, when your child comes, there's this overwhelming feeling of, I want to be there for every second because my prayer was answered. I manifested my miracle baby. I am not going to waste any second of this precious time because it goes so fast. I want to be there for every second. And boy, was I there for every second. Even when my husband had my child, I was still mommying, whether it was to prepare his food, whether it was pumping, whether it was doing some research about what was the best way to feed my child. Even I remember when he was 11 months old, I was already searching for preschools. I was mommying and my whole being was about him. And within me was, ooh, this thing is hard and I kind of need a break. But how dare thinking that I could be away from him? This was my duty. I'm a mom. This is what mom do. We overcome, we endure, we do it because we have to and we don't have a choice. So I was exhausted. Around 6 months, I was just burnt out and exhausted and I would go through it exhausted. Meanwhile, my husband was watching from afar and seeing the signs of me becoming less patient, tired, losing it a lot. And he booked a trip for me, an overnight trip to Palm Springs in California. And I remember him and I having the conversation about, hey, you should go somewhere. You should take a break. And I looked at him like, why are you even suggesting it? Am I not doing a great job? This was my response, that I felt like I was not doing a great job. So he needs to send me away so I could rest, so I can do a good job when I come back. His response was, no, you're doing an amazing job. I just think that you are exhausted and I think you need to rest. And even though I knew that's what I needed, it felt like it was so foreign to me. Like, why would I? Oh, yes, I do, but why? Okay. And then fear came in. And then guilt came in. And then the voice came in. Oh, how is he going to put him to bed? How is he going to? Oh, he's still feeding in the middle of the night. Actually, he wasn't feeding in the middle of the night at that time. But what if he wakes up? All those voices was coming in stronger and stronger every day, getting closer to the trip. And I thought, how am I going to do this? How am I going to leave my child? So I try to turn to anyone around me. I start turning to my mom. And, oh, no, 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 no. You do not leave your child. Are you sure your husband? There's nothing like a mom's love. He's, you know, sometimes baby, they smell their mother. And if they don't smell them, they're going to have, you know, they're going to cry. And, you know, it could be very traumatic. And I felt like I was really alone with that decision, because everywhere I turned, I had no one around me as mothers that would take a break. So that sense of feeling like a outsider was coming in strong as well. But then I said, you know what? I got to trust my husband, and I got to trust that this is going to be the right thing. So as I'm packing for my one night away, I remember watching my hands packing, and my hands were so sweaty from being so nervous, then starting to shake from being anxious. I remember picking up my son and breastfeeding him, and I felt like, okay, he cannot feel like I'm leaving, because then he's going to be cranky, and I'm having all of these questions. Does he have enough milk? Okay. And asking my husband 120 questions about how he's going to do this and when is he going to do that. And my husband was just like, it's going to be fine. We're going to be fine. And finally, the day has come for me to get in my car, drive about 2 hours to my hotel room. And I can tell you that I sat in that car and looked at my husband and my son waving from the other side of the window of the car. And I literally felt like the most horrible mom in the world. I felt like I was abandoning my family. Oh, I'm getting emotional even thinking about it. I felt like I was doing something so wrong. And my husband just kind of smiled at me and said, okay, go, we're leaving. And they just walked away. And I sat in my car and I said, okay, I have to turn on the car. I have to go. And I went. And for the first hour of that trip, I was sobbing. I don't know if it was a mixture of relief mixed with sadness, mixed with guilt, mixed with figuring out this unknown way of doing things. But I remember how gut-wrenching it was just to think about my son's face. He wasn't crying, but thinking about my son's face while I was leaving, that was the most gut-wrenching, painful thing that I've had. And I didn't want to have that feeling again. But I kept driving. And as I drove away, every mile away from my son felt a little bit less gut-wrenching. I finally got to my hotel, got in my room. I sat on the side of the bed and I thought, and what now? Well, my body quickly reminded me that I needed to pump. Because if you are a breastfeeding mom, you know when your child is hungry, all of a sudden you're leaking from everywhere. So I pumped and then I put the milk in the fridge. I drove with a cooler so I could bring back the milk as well. And then I went for dinner alone, anxious, called my husband and said, you know, you can just call tomorrow. It's going to be fine. I will call you if there's an emergency. Just enjoy and rest. And literally, I didn't know what to do. So after dinner, I got back to the hotel room. And I said, you know what? Let me just watch TV. So I watched TV, pumped some more, and then I went to bed. And I slept 13 hours. And let me tell you, that first morning when I woke up, not to a child crying or a noise or him turning around his crib and me waking up to the monitor or noise, it was just silence. And that silence was so good. So good. My first trip was just an overnight trip. So when I woke up, I packed and I drove back to LA. Seeing my family was so good. My son was smiling and giggling. My husband looked so good. I remember that night we had some sexy time. And literally after it, my husband's like, when are we booking your next trip? Because if you're coming back all patient, giving me some gymnastic move in bed, you're going often. But I was so much more patient. I was so happy to see my son. There was this feeling that I've had that I've never had again after all of the other trips, because this was my first time. And that first feel is so magical. Wow, this is what it feels like to have a break. And when you do have that first taste and realize what it means for your family, not only what it means to you, but also what it means to your family to have a rested mom, to have a more patient mom, to have a more loving wife, it's so worth it. Those sweaty hands and anxiety and gut-wrenching guilt was worth it, not only for me, but also for my family. For my son, for my husband, it was worth it. So if you are in doubt, or if you are thinking, gosh, I wish, book that trip. Even if it's just a staycation or an Airbnb across town, book it. One night. See how we feel. Thank me later. It's worth it. The guilt is just, it will pass. And I gotta say, even till today, and now I can go international and leave my children for a while, I still get the guilt. Not like the first time where it felt like, ooh, it felt horrible, but it's still worth it. You know, the fact that your children are gonna live a life where this is normal. Let's build a new generation where any mom can take a break and it's the norm. But it's had to start with us. It's got to start with this generation doing it so our daughters can see that motherhood is taking a break. That their mom took a break. Their mom had boundaries around their self-care. And for our sons. So our sons can take a break. So when their wives or partners will say, hey, you know, I think I'm going to get a burnout. I'm just going to go take a break. There is going to be no arguing. There's going to be like, all right, honey, just go ahead. Because they saw their mother take a break. Let's be the example. Let's build a next generation of adults that are going to take self-care for moms seriously. Because they've seen it at home. So it starts with you. Today, book that trip. I would have dropped the mic, but I kind of need it. So there it is. This is the end of this episode. Mic drop. And I will see you next week for another episode of the Untraditional Podcast with your host, yours truly, Miriam Beggs. See you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you. for listening to the Untraditional Podcast with your host, Miriam Banks. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If so, please share it with another mama that needs to hear this. Follow me on Instagram for more tips, and see you next week on another episode of the Untraditional Podcast with Miriam Banks.